From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Ji Abili reporting. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee steps down from Russia investigation. Chairman Devin Nunes says he's temporarily withdrawing from the panel's investigation into alleged Russian hacking during the 2016 election campaign. The decision comes after ethical complaints were lodged against him. Nunes said several left-wing activist groups filed accusations of impropriety against him with the Office of Congressional Ethics, and he would step back from the investigation until the charges are cleared up. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Nunes called the charges baseless, but said he believes it is in the best interest of the House Intelligence Committee and the Congress for him to allow Representative Mike Conway to temporarily take charge of the committee's Russia investigation. House Speaker Paul Ryan explained the move to reporters Thursday.
Chairman Nunes wants to make sure that this is not a distraction to a very important investigation, so he wants to go clear himself while this investigation continues on without any kinds of distractions.
Ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Representative Adam Schiff, Thursday expressed his appreciation for Nunes' decision, saying it will allow the investigation to get back on track. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Syria and Russia are once again denying allegations that Syrian warplanes dropped chemical bombs on a rebel-held town in northern Syria this week. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim told reporters in Damascus Thursday the government did not use chemical weapons during airstrike in Khan Sheikhoun and would never use them. The attack killed nearly 100 people and left more than 350 sick, including children. You're listening to VOA News. Democrats have voted against Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. The Senate vote was 55-4 and 45 against, but five short of the 60 votes needed to confirm the Colorado Appeals Court judge. The Republicans then invoked the so-called nuclear option on the Gorsuch confirmation, meaning the party in control can pass their nominees with a simple majority. In the warmth of the Mar-a-Lago, Florida resort is where President Donald Trump is hosting Chinese President Xi Jinping for a two-day summit. The two leaders are meeting after North Korea launched another ballistic missile. Pyongyang's nuclear ambition will be a prime topic of discussion, but Jean-Pierre Cadestin, who teaches international studies at Hong Kong University, says there will be much to talk about other than North Korea.
I think at the top of the agenda will be North Korea. But next will be, I think, trade relations between the U.S. and China. And then you've got a long list of issues of common concern, all the way from the South China Sea to Taiwan, the East China Sea, and maybe to some extent also global warming in spite of Trump's recent statements.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has ordered the military to seize and occupy a group of uninhabited islands in the South China Sea, a move sure to inflame a long-running territorial dispute with China. Duterte revealed his plans Thursday during a visit to a military camp in the western province of Palawan, telling reporters he plans to raise the Philippine flag on up to 10 islands in the hotly contested Spratly Island region. China has claimed sovereignty over the entire 3.5 million square kilometers South China Sea, ignoring competing claims from the Philippines, Taiwan, Vietnam, and Malaysia. South Korea is just 1 month away from a presidential election that will likely produce a dramatic foreign policy shift that could ease inter-Korean tensions but put new strains on the U.S. alliance. The early presidential election scheduled for May 9th was precipitated by the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye for her alleged involvement in a multi-million dollar bribery scandal. Powerful South Korean conglomerates, including Samsung, were granted favors in exchange for donations to dubious foundations. The impeachment of the conservative Park has disgraced the once popular leader, who is currently under arrest as prosecutors seek to gather sufficient evidence to indict her for bribery, extortion, and abuse of power. If convicted, she could face more than 10 years in prison. Twitter has unveiled a new light mobile site aimed at emerging markets where people are still using slower 2G mobile connections. Twitter Lite will use less data and will be up to 30% faster than the full Twitter website. I'm Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.